Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the second hour of Upstate Outdoors is on your radio, 106.3 WORD. Philip Gentry and Boat Girl, and what a great interview. Man, we need to really get Charles Ruth.
We do.
And he would probably do it. He would probably come up and sit in the studio with us.
And hang out and talk about stuff.
And talk for an hour.
Yeah. Well, and I think the changes are necessary. You know, and everybody I talk to says, turkey population's down and everything. Well, you know, I really do think the steps that are being made to help the turkey population, I think it's going to work. I really do. I think it all makes sense.
So basically, if you missed the first hour, you can always go back on our podcast at 1063wrd.radio.com and pull up the blog section and click, 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 and then over here and click, and then go over there and click, 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 and
find it on there.
Do all that. Then wash your hands afterwards, because that's what you got to do nowadays with everything. But so you can get it on podcast, and that's pretty much, I mean, we talked about the spotted bass fishing report on Lake Greenwood, but we'll have a new report maybe. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, though.
Yeah, we're going to try it anyway. We'll see how it goes.
All right. So second hour, after the Roadkill Cafe, we're going to jump into the Yoga Pants Diaries and talk about how to fish herring lakes for bass.
There you go.
And
we've gotten 2 weeks worth of bass fishing.
It's an article that I wrote after a trip with old Bam Bam, Jamie Rampey, one of your buddies.
Yep.
And so check that out. And also, we're going to talk with Lake Russell fishing guide Wendell Wilson from down in Elberton, Georgia. Wendell fishes Lake Russell. He knows Lake Russell and better than anybody.
He's been fishing in there forever. A lot of years.
So looking forward to talking with Wendell. And then we will wrap up today's show with our calendar of events and then the parting shot about a Canadian man who was fined for trying to fight a grizzly bear. But right now, we're going to jump into the kitchen with Boat Girl.
So for many moons, I had not eaten bass. I mean, in Boat Girl's world, it's like, okay, you don't eat
redfish. It was taboo.
You don't eat redfish. You don't eat bass because those are game fish. I still have never eaten redfish. And, you know, it's just like, I'm not going to eat a bass.
It's like kissing your cousin. I mean, we've all done it, but we don't own up to it.
Well, no. You're so goofy. So PG convinced me to keep a few spotted bass on Sunday, and I had to figure out a way to cook them. And I found a really great recipe. It was actually originally for sea bass, which is completely different, but I liked the spices in it. And it came from allrecipes.com, but I substituted sea bass for spotted bass. I guess it'd be like freshwater sea spotted bass. So you're going to need quarter teaspoon of garlic powder, quarter teaspoon of onion powder, a quarter teaspoon of paprika, lemon pepper, sea salt, 2 pounds of spotted bass, 3 tablespoons of butter, 2 large garlic cloves chopped. Do not use the powder gross in a jar garlic. Use the good kind. Use fresh, or you can get the kind in a jar that is fresh that's in the garlic oil or olive oil. It's pretty good too. 1 tablespoon of chopped Italian flatleaf parsley, also fresh. and then a tablespoon and a half of extra virgin olive oil. This is a grilled recipe, so you're going to need to preheat your grill on high. Okay, I don't know, probably about 450 degrees, I would think, is high on most grills. In a small bowl, you're going to stir together the garlic powder, the onion powder, the paprika, the lemon pepper, and the sea salt, and then you stir all those up and you sprinkle them on the fish. And so in a small saucepan, you're going to melt the butter, and then you're going to throw the garlic in there and the parsley. So you're basically going to heat these up on low to just kind of get the herb flavor into the butter. And then your grill grate, because you can't put your, we use an actual fish grate on our grill. Oil the grill grate with olive oil, and you're going to grill the fish for 7 minutes. And then you're going to flip the fish over and drizzle with your seasoned butter with the herbs. And then you're going to continue cooking for 7 minutes or until done. Don't overcook it. It's going to depend on what your grill does. But on high, you don't need more than 7 minutes aside. And so what it's going to do is that butter with the herbs in it is going to kind of soak into that fish as it cooks. And it's really delicious. I want to tell y'all a secret about spotted bass. And my husband tried this, and my buddy Hank has done this for a while.
I got this.
PG's going to tell you.
I'm going to give you the scientific background for it. So you go.
I was worried that it would taste fishy.
You go ahead and tell them what you're going to tell them, and I'm going to tell them why.
I was worried that you could tell we really prepare for this every week. My buddy Hank has told me for years that if you've got a freshwater fish that tends to be a little fishy, and bass does, that all you got to do is soak it in buttermilk. And I've never tried it because we've always eaten crappie and nothing else. And crappie doesn't have a strong flavor at all. And so
it doesn't have a fishy taste to it.
Right, it doesn't. And there's people that'll argue, it's like, look, I like fishy fish. I'm going to eat fish because it tastes like fish. But some fish is stronger than others.
Well,
and
most
bass
people,
tends to be stronger.
Most people fry it and they get rid of that sort of fishy.
Well, if you put enough breading and tartar sauce on it, it's going to cover up any flavor anyway.
And the hot peanut oil will take it out too.
Right. But PG actually soaked our spotted bass fillets in milk.
In milk.
For about 20 minutes.
Yep.
Before we grilled them.
Yep.
And y'all, they tasted like dang swordfish.
Yep.
I mean, it was crazy.
So I actually found this. And I've always heard it, and you always heard it. Well, soak them in beer. Soak them in buttermilk. Soak them in Sprite. Soak them in whatever. But I actually found this on cooksillustrated.com, and it says it's a fish for fishy, a fix for fishy seafood. Unless the fish or seafood you've bought is literally the catch of the day, chances are it will smell and taste at least a little fishy. Now, and I've eaten fresh fish. I actually get it. I get that sort of a, and I don't get it that much out of saltwater fish, but freshwater fish, you got a little bit of a fishy taste. But that, it gets that thanks to a compound found in nearly all seafood called trimethylamine oxide.
You got to get all scientific. PG's going to get all scientific.
TMAO. It's a compound that's odorless when the fish is alive, but after they're deceased, the TMAO, the trimethylamine oxide, slowly transform into trimethylamine, which has a fishy odor. But that doesn't mean the seafood's gone bad or it's unusable.
No.
And so basically what happens is when you soak that fish and you take the fish fillets and you soak them in milk for 20 minutes and then you drain the milk away and you don't
got to dry the
and
fish.
Here's the thing. Don't rinse it.
Right. Dry.
Okay. So you drain the milk away and then you pat it dry. Don't rinse it. But there's a compound in milk called casein that binds to the TMA.
And then it's gone.
The trimethylamine. And when it's drained away, it takes away that fishy odor.
I'm not saying eat rotten fish. It doesn't have anything to do with that. There's some fish with stronger flavors than others.
Yep.
So it works. And I guess we're going to do our part and eat some more spotted bass.
Absolutely.
Get the population down.
Absolutely. Man lives on Lake Greenwood.
We're going to eat some spotted bass.
He's spotted bass and white perch. You'll never go hungry. So speaking of which, we're going to go to our break now because I'm a little bit hungry. And you done made me hungry with that recipe. And then when we come back, we're going to jump into the Upstate Outdoors blog and talk about how to fish herring lakes for bass.
Y'all stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. If you have ever fished on Lake Hartwell, Lake Russell,
Kiwi.
Clark's Hill. Kiwi has
well,
got
no,
a minute.
Kiwi's
no, Kiwi's herring. Got herring in it.
It does, too.
Yep.
Yep.
I had a buddy of mine used to go over and catch bait for striper fishing Lake Kiwi. Go to
yep.
a hot hole.
Yep.
But a lot of visiting anglers who've never fished a herring lake struggle with it. And I thought, since I couldn't get into the why we need to eat spotted bass and white perch in a blog form, I decided...
we might hit that one next week.
I still got the draft of it in there. And it's going to be a book, really, is what it's going to be. But
get all technical
nobody's got time for that. So let's jump into the Upstate Outdoors blog. If you spend much time around professional bass fishing tournaments, you often hear an angler who's really good at catching largemouth or smallmouth bass in other parts of the country throw up his hands in disdain for bass fishing lakes with blueback herring in them.
Yes, but
herring lakes throw a lot of bass anglers off their game because herring live a nomadic lifestyle. And it was said best, and that's why I put this in the blog, pro bass angler Cliff Pace, he's from Mississippi. And he's made no bones last time he was here in the Bassmaster Classic. He made no bones about his disdain for herring lakes and made a really cool analogy. He said, it's like moving the refrigerator around in your house. One day the refrigerator's in the kitchen, the next day it's in the living room, and then the next day it's in the guest bedroom closet.
And you just got to find it because you don't know.
That's right. You just got to go find it. Well, South Carolina angler Jamie Rampey, who prefers fishing herring lakes over a lot of the others, said chasing the bait fish can be frustrating, but the key to catching largemouth bass, spotted bass, or really any predator that preys regularly on herring is to understand how the fish relate to the bait.
Right.
He said a lot of bass anglers that don't regularly fish herring lakes try to pattern the herring to find the bass. That might work to agree, but your bigger fish are going to lay in wait on some wood on a point or a hump. Let the herring come to them. Now, Rampey said he employs one of three tactics for catching bass that are relating to herring. The first is a topwater lure. Man, love me some topwater. I could bass fish
if
they made it all topwater. You can't do anything but throw topwater. I could do that.
I know. We got you to fish topwater not that long ago.
That's right. I like doing it, which typically occurs early and late in the day, but may also possibly happen in the middle of the day, especially if you're on a herring lake that's got spotty bass in it.
Right.
I know we talk a lot about spotty bass today, but and Rampey even says, I think spotty bass have better eyesight than largemouth, so this tends to work better for spots. They might be sitting in 30 feet of water, but they can see the surface commotion of a topwater bait, and they will come up and check it out. Now, his topwater rod is a 6 to 7 foot bait cast rod spooled with straight 40-pound braid. Right?
Okay.
And if you don't catch a fish, he can always tow the boat in with it. He's not overly concerned with bass seeing the braid since the majority of the line is out of the water and he's walking the dog. And one of his favorite baits is a chrome-colored Zara spook. Love me some Zara spook, too.
I know you do. That's like a PG favorite.
Ooh, I like it. The junior. I don't like the big ones. The chrome might be changed to a bone or a white on a cloudy day, but he sticks with light colors. Now, his second tactic for targeting herring-eating bass is to throw a weighted or unweighted fluke as a subsurface lure.
Right.
Again, I could do that too.
Lake Hartwell special.
Yep. He said if the fish are shy about coming all the way to the surface, the fluke is a better enticement than a topwater bait. Now, on this subsurface rod, he'll spool a similar 6 to 7 foot bait cast or spinning rod with 15-pound monofilament line and tie on a Zoom bait, white fluke, or pearl. He finds that bass that would hit the topwater bait an hour ago will quit. You know, it's just
right,
like the topwater bite cuts off, but they'll still eat the fluke if it's fished in a jerky manner just below the surface or if allowed to fall 5 to 6 feet on the retrieve.
That makes sense, too.
Now, if either the topwater or the surface subsurface tactic don't work, then he will position his boat right over the top of the fishing structure and use a drop shot rig with 6-pound monofilament line.
PG doesn't like a drop shot.
No, take me to the hill, take a switch to me, and just beat me with it. I'm not going drop shot.
It catches fish.
He said the drop shot rig is going to be a finesse tactic. He spools a 6 to 7 foot light to medium action spinning rod with 6-pound test mono.
Right.
A tungsten drop shot weight anchors the rig, and a drop shot mosquito hook is tied in line about 2 feet above the weight.
Right.
You know, I'm going to tell you this. Drop shotting and jigging, you know, single pole jigging for crappie is not that much different.
No.
Except if you're not bouncing the bottom with it.
Right.
And I don't mind doing that, but anyway. I'll fish the drop shot rig right into any wood cover, said Rampy. I think the light line is necessary because you're putting your bait right on the fish, and both largemouth and spotted bass do have pretty good eyesight, especially in clear lakes. So you got to use that skinny, hard to see line. He said, bass and herring lakes are not that hard to catch. Probably the hardest part is finding them, not getting them to bite.
And he's a hammer. I mean, he knows what's up around here. That is for sure.
He is a hammer.
Yeah.
And because the day I went out, we showed there's a picture. If you go to our website, and thank you for reminding me about that, you can go to our website and check out all the weekly blogs at 1063WORD.radio.com. Scroll down to the bottom where it says Upstate Outdoors.
And check it out.
You'll get all the blogs on there. You see a picture of Jamie Rampy. And we actually fished. It's kind of funny because we actually fished on Lake Russell the day I shot those pictures.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because we're going to talk with Wendell Wilson coming up next segment about Lake Russell, but Wendell's more of a live bait guy.
Right.
Most guides are live bait guys. That's why
I think it just depends.
He might he's either going to troll or use live bait. He's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
But old Bam Bam, he handed me a rod. He's yeah, feel free to throw, you know, whatever you want to. I don't think I ever caught a fish.
Really?
I could. The guy's like a vacuum cleaner on the front of the boat. Okay?
He is very
good. I watched him catch like 5 or 6 fish. And he's like, oh, you see that ridge right there? And that's another thing about fishing with a pro bass fisherman is you see that ridge running along? And it's way out there. And I'm throwing that thing, it's getting about 3/4 of the way there.
Yeah, I know.
And he
is a professional.
Yeah.
You know, we're not quite as professional as
so
him.
So he had... He had a good outing, and I got some good photographs.
Hey, that's why
that's the
you
way
were
it works
there.
A lot of times.
I'm just excited we got you to talk about bass fishing for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah,
that's pretty good stuff for us here at Upstate
actually
Outdoors.
I'm going to do it again next week because, as I mentioned early in the show, we're going to have Hank Cherry, the winner of the Bassmaster Classic, on the show.
Yay, I might be converting him just yet, y'all.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, but anyway. Well, let's go to our break. When we come back, we're going to pull up Wendell Wilson, get a fishing report from Lake Russell.
Y'all stay with us right here, 1063-WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, well, here at Upstate Outdoors, we talk to people far and wide, and in the meantime, we also like to give you some updated hunting and fishing reports here. And this week, Boat Girl spins the wheel, and the wheel, Vanna, spun the wheel. And it landed on Lake Russell. And if you're going to Lake Russell, there's only one guy to talk to, and that's our next guest, Wendell Wilson. Wendell, welcome to Upstate Outdoors.
Thank you, Philip.
So let me ask you this before we start talking about what's biting and where and what you're catching them on. How long have you been a fishing guide on Lake Russell in that area?
I started on April 16th, 1990, so it's almost 30 years.
Wow.
So suffice to say, on a lake that's relatively unknown to even people who fish it a lot.
Yes.
You know Russell probably better than most anybody.
Well, pretty good, I guess. if somebody had fished it as much as I had, they were really smart, they'd probably know it a lot better than I do.
But you got time on the water there, and that's what they say is all about time
it's
on the water.
Time.
So as far as guiding on Lake Russell, and you and I have had these conversations, if you've never been down there, it's you know, Lake Jocassee is known for all the beautiful scenery and the mountains and everything, but I would put Lake Russell up against that because you think you're out in the middle of the Canadian wilderness.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so, except for instead of catching muskies and northern pike, you're catching crappie and spotted bass and
striper
and white perch. So tell us a little bit about what you do from your guide service, you know, what you fish for primarily.
Well, we try to tailor our trips towards really whatever anybody wants to go for, but sometimes they're real specific in what they want to fish for, and other times they say, I just want to go out on Lake Russell, and whatever's biting best, you know, that's fine. And sometimes those are the best trips. But, you know, we just try to do what the people want to do, and just I can at least, if they have something in mind, I can at least be honest with them, tell them what their chances for success are, and maybe we need to do something else.
Right. So the best days are somebody gets on the boat and says, I want to catch a limit of spotted bass and I want to see an osprey.
Yeah, that's pretty easy most of the time.
We'll be back to the dock in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And now, as far as this time of year, what are you fishing for primarily in March and into next month?
Well, March is a lot about crappie, but sometimes if the crappie aren't doing anything, like after a cold front, then your best bet is to go out and try to catch some bass. But a lot of the people that call that want to go fishing in March are wanting to catch crappie.
Right. And so 'tis the season.
That can be done on the warmer days when you got a warming trend. But if you have a severe cold front, you might as well go catch some bass.
Right.
Yeah. And one of the fish, I remember you and I did an article on this a few years ago, but are there still good populations of yellow perch in Lake Russell?
Yeah, they sort of came back a few years ago. For a while, it seemed like the white perch had taken over. But I'd say for the last 2 or 3 years in the fall and winter, we've caught some nice yellow perch. I think this past winter was a little bit off. It wasn't quite as good as year before last, but maybe that was just due to all the rain we had. I don't know.
Boat girl shaking her head. That's an Eisenhower.
Yes.
Yellow perch is also known as an Eisenhower.
I got educated on that not too awful long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're doing mostly crappie fishing now. What style of fishing are you using?
Well, we're trolling 16th ounce jigs, curly tails, and fishing in about 8 to 20 feet of water in the middle of some large coves up the creeks. And really, up until right now, it has been too muddy in those areas and trashy.
Right.
So we're just now getting to start to do that some. And there's already a few of the larger fish heading to the bank.
So you're long line trolling for crappie this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of folks, I mean, what is the average size potential of crappie that you can catch on that lake?
It's pretty good. Early in the year like this, in March, they tend to run 10 to 14 inches.
Which is great, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's a great size crappie to be fishing for out there. I know that the mud and the rain and the overflow of water in the creeks has been tough, but I think we got a little bit of break, you know, this week from the rain. I'm hoping that the lakes are going to start clearing up a little bit.
And of course, in the midst of doing that, you can say you're crappie fishing, but you're going to end up catching
sticks.
Catch some standing timber, and you're going to catch some white perch, and you're going to catch some spotted bass. So you really end up with a mixed bag by the end of the day.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now, what about the stripers on Lake Russell, Wendell? I know that there's been some issues with them there. What's the health of that fishery now?
It's pretty good. We've seen you know, for Russell, you can't compare Russell to Hartwell and Clark Hill as far as numbers, but for catching decent sized fish, I think those 12 to 20 pounders are doing fine, and I hope they keep growing. But right now, if I was going to try to catch stripers, I would try the lower end, and I'd pull some herring across the points because the lower end is the clearest water right now.
Right.
And if it wasn't for all the dingy water, you might catch some up around the Russell State Park. But I hadn't seen any there in the last week or so.
Yeah, those fish, they move around a good bit. I mean, they stay on the move. And typically, March has always been the best time of year to try to go catch a big fish somewhere, you know, up one of the major rivers where you don't get into so much, where you don't have so much standing timber. Because that was always a problem for me. Was any time I'd hook into a big striper on Lake Russell, I'd fight him into the timber and then usually lose him.
That's true. It's just really a shame that it's that way, you know.
Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Of course, that's the beautiful thing. If some of our listeners have never been there. Lake Russell, it's a core lake, but when they created the lake, they did section out some of the standing timber, or you know, the trees that were there, but they left a lot of them in there for it to be a natural looking lake, and that's done really amazing things for the fishery.
Mm-hmm. It has.
And the other thing is, you don't see a whole lot of water skiers and jet skiers on that lake either, because they're all scared of the stumps.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
We have actually been to Russell to escape the lake crowds through what would be a busy season on Hartwell, Kiwi, Joe Cassie.
Yep.
PG and I, we've gone up there.
We went down there camping on 4th of July.
4th of July, and we saw about two boats.
Well, yep, we saw, yeah. I think
it was
two boats that on the 3rd, and then on the 4th, we moved around a little bit and maybe saw three or four more boats.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And we were down, I mean, it's like you had the lake to yourself the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
It's probably more crowded in April than any other month, and that's mostly from visiting fishermen.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Wendell, if folks out there listening want to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to get hold of you and, you know, talk about what availability you have and rates and that sort of thing?
Well, my phone number is 706-283-3336.
Awesome. And do you still maintain your website?
I have one. I don't maintain it, but I do have one somewhere out there in cyberspace that my daughter lives in Atlanta, and she, along with my son, helped me help get my emails for me if anybody sends me an email. But I really prefer somebody just call me on the phone.
Yeah.
That's the best way.
Old school. Just if you want to go fishing, call Wendell Wilson. So, Wendell, thanks for being on the show, and I can't encourage our listeners enough. If you want to go see a pristine, beautiful countryside, you need to head down to Lake Russell and spend some time on the boat with Wendell. It's a great experience.
It is awesome.
Well, thank you all very much.
All right, take care. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Lake Russell's a cool place.
It is, and it's, I always like crappie fishing on it this time of year. I hadn't had a chance to get down there this year, but I got a couple of spots on Lake Russell that I like to go fish the way he was talking about, where you long line trolling.
Right.
And it kind of throws you off a little bit because of all the timber, but we've done some good fishing down there.
We might have to sneak down there.
Might have to.
Sneak down there.
Well, speaking of sneaking down there, we're going to go to our break, and then we're going to sneak into the calendar of events and wrap up today's show.
Y'all, stay with us right here, 106.3 WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Last segment of Upstate Outdoors for your 314.
I don't know where the time goes.
I didn't mention this. Did you have a pleasant Friday the 13th with the full moon? And
didn't even notice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to notice anything normal going on these days. But anyway, I'm not. We said we were going to have a show devoid of talking about viruses. So
yeah, we're not doing that.
We're not doing
we're
that
just going to give y'all a break because we're all, you know.
We're sick of hearing about it. We're sick.
We're not sick from that, but we're sick about hearing about it.
Sick of hearing it. But yeah. Anyway, on to bigger and better things. Our calendar of events, all of which have not been canceled.
None of these have been canceled.
Yep.
So that would mean that none of y'all really have a good excuse not to go to Simpsonville First Baptist Church's skeet shoot on Saturday, March 21st. They're having skeet, archery, and a turkey shoot. This is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event will be held at 2153 Fairview Road in Fountain Inn. Cost is $10 per person, with kids under 12 and non-shooters are free. There will be a raffle for a variety of outdoor items as well. For more details, you can go to fbsimpsonville.org/adults. Also,
and bring your own hand sanitizer.
Not canceled. Sunday and Monday, March 22nd and 23rd, is the 2020 Jim Shockey Classic Military Tribute. This is going to be held at Wild Dunes Resort. 2-day gathering honors those who protect our freedoms and aids in providing U.S. and Canadian military personnel with a once-in-a-lifetime hunts and fishing adventures. This is more than just a round of golf. The schedule of events taking place at Isle of Palms, South Carolina at the Wild Dunes Resort on March 22nd through 23rd includes a Jim Shockey meet and greet and charity auction evening, a military tribute golf tournament on a picturesque 18-hole course, and a post-golf awards barbecue dinner. There's a bunch of different packages available. To register for the event, go to jimshockeyclassic.com. Also, not canceled, March 27th through 29th is the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic, South Carolina's largest hunting, fishing, and outdoor show with over 350 vendors from all over the country. Don't miss it this year. This is at the fairgrounds at 1200 Rosewood Drive in downtown Columbia, South Carolina. Dates are Friday, March 27th, 12 noon to 8 p.m., Saturday, March 28th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. To purchase advance tickets or get more info, go to dnr.sc.gov/PSC for Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. If you have an event you'd like to share with our listeners, contact us by email at upstateoutdoors@1063WORD.com.
And there ain't but one thing left to do.
What's that?
The parting shot. Okay, so we don't talk a whole lot about backpacking here on Upstate Outdoors.
Not much.
But I got this, today's parting shot from backpacker.com. It's a story out of Canada about a man who was fined for trying to fight a grizzly bear. A visitor to Banff, B-A-N-F-F. I don't know why I always pick these parting shots that have four
in weird
names
places that you don't know how to pronounce.
Banff National Park wanted to wrestle a grizzly, and he was lucky to make it out unscathed, says an expert. A case involving a man taunting a grizzly bear in the Banff National Park, this is back in 2015, finally came to trial last week after the defendant missed two previous court dates. The judge fined Devin Mitsuing, who was seen yelling and throwing rocks at a grizzly beside a park road, the Canadian dollar equivalent, $4,000. I don't know how much is $4,000 Canadian dollars?
I don't know.
Are they little small like the pennies?
Probably not.
Anyway, whatever. He got fined. According to witnesses, Mitsuing and a companion pulled over beside the Ice Fields Parkway and began shouting at a young grizzly bear. This is back on June 5th, 2015. Now, photographs of the incident show the distance between Mitsuing and the bear to be no more than a handful of yards. And then Mitsuing removed his shirt and assumed a boxing stance. Hey there, bear. Hey, come here. Hey, you want to fight there? Hey, bud.
What had he been drinking?
Yes, exactly. I think that's what we're fixing to get into.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to spoil the story.
Mitsuing, who police said was intoxicated, eventually began to run at the bear, which fled in the woods. This falls under the category of stupid human tricks where people out of sync with nature, in reality, put themselves and wildlife at risk for a coveted selfie or a photo with a bear, said bear biologist Tom Smith. Now, according to Smith, who has studied human-bear interactions for over two decades, which means he's probably got a vintage copy of Jimmy Buffett's God's Own Drunk, where
probably
he talked about the bear, such an incident could lead to the person becoming seriously injured and or the bear being killed as a result. Because if a bear injures a person,
yeah, there's some stuff.
They're going to put it down.
Yeah.
Or if not killed, the bear may repeat this behavior with other unsuspecting persons who simply pulled over to take a photo and now suffer the indiscretions of others. Now, money from Mitsuing's $4,000 Canadian dollar fine will go towards Canada's Environmental Damages Fund, which funds conservation and environmental restoration projects. Although the bear didn't pay him any attention, fortunately, the judge did, and he threw the book at this shirtless ninja, said Smith. Not sure what I can say other than the score, bear one, human zero.
So it sounds like the human was getting in the steel and not the bear.
Yeah, that's what happened.
You know, that's when he first saw.
That's when I first saw
when
the
he
bear.
First saw the bear.
Any
what
Jimmy,
if his name was Buddy the Bear?
Buddy the Bear.
Yeah,
Old Pokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think there's anybody other
no,
than me and
you
who understand
that? Nobody
gets
that besides us, but okay. You know.
Well, hey, before we run out of time today, want to thank our guest on the show, Charles Ruth, who is everything but a bear biologist here for the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, Deer and Turkey Project Coordinator. I also want to thank our buddy Wendell Wilson from Lake Russell Fishing Reports. Fishing. For giving us a
for
Lake
giving
Russell.
Us one.
I'm
yes.
sitting here reading and I can't. Anyway, thanks, Wendell, for giving us a fishing report. Y'all go fish with Wendell. And so great show today.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that, like, this week's been a little rough on everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think we just all need to get outside.
That's right. That's right. That's
I mean,
all
that
you
ain't
do.
Gonna hurt you. Get outside.
No, get outside.
Wash. Go fishing. Go yep. walking through the woods. There's still a little shed hunting left to do, I'm sure.
Well, you know, the whole thing was self. What was it? Self quarantine. I'm gonna self quarantine myself to a boat
yeah,
for about 2 weeks.
You got that right.
Yeah. There. So we encourage that, folks. If you want to do your part for the whatever. And
quarantine yourself to your boat.
To the outdoors.
Yeah, go fishing.
So, there you go. I don't think your boss at work's going to
no,
buy that
I don't,
one.
No, we're not going to get you in trouble.
But anyway, for Philip Gentry, Boat Girl, and our buddy Tim Holcomb behind the glass, thanks for being a part of Upstate Outdoors. Y'all get outside, wash your hands, dadgummit, and tune in next week. We'll see you then.
Y'all have a great rest of the weekend right here, 106.3 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.